tuned to the podcast with me, Narifa. In this podcast, we will discuss business English material. And today, we will discuss making decision. Do you know what that means? For those who don't know, don't worry. Here, I will discuss in full what making a decision means. Decision making is one of the skills that every employee must have, because it can be very helpful in a career. Everyone must have decided at some point in their lives, starting from choosing clothes to wear or choosing lunch. However, when starting work, decision-making skills become more important because every decision will affect team members and the company. If explained simply, decision-making is a series of steps taken by humans to determine the best choice or action. This decision-making ability is usually needed when we are choosing between two or more things to meet a need. However, in a broader sense, decision-making skills in the workplace are a problem-solving process that involves making decisions to select the most feasible solution. The decision-making process should also not be arbitrary, because it must be made with an objective mind and go through a problem identification process. Therefore, in the decision-making process, you usually also need to ask the opinion of others. Follow the process to arrive at the best decision. This process starts with answering relevant information and considering every possible decision. Okay guys, here are some of the best decision-making process. 1. Define in advance the problem to be resolved. 2. Gather the most likely outcomes of the decision. 3. Find the pros and cons of each decision. 4. Choose one of the best decision. 5. Assess the positive and negative impacts of the decision. 6. Modify the decision by taking the necessary action. To make a decision, you don't always have to follow the 6 things above. But the most important things is to always make decision objectively. Decision making is a skill that closely relates to several other skills. Here, I will give some examples of decision making. The first is problem solving. Everyone needs to have this ability because it is needed in daily work. When you have to face a problem, not everyone can deal with it wisely, because emotion frequently comes into play when we have to make a decision. When you have to solve a problem and make a decision, you must always think objectively and logically. The second is active listening. This ability plays an equally important role in the decision-making process. In the decision-making process, we must always receive input from others, especially if that person possesses a qualified skill. That is why active listening skills are needed. By being able to listen well, you can discuss and collaborate to make a good decision. The third is reasoning. In making decision, of course, the ability to think logically and reason is needed. Make sure, before deciding on something, you study all the information needed. Then try to reason and find out what the right decision looks like. Without good reasoning abilities, it will be quite difficult to get an objective decision. Finally, there is intuition. Intuition is also an important part of decision-making skills, because when we make decision, we also rely on our instinct. Instinct is usually obtained from learning or experience that has been gained in the past. So, in the decision-making process, you also need to collaborate on your instinct and the data that has been collected. Okay guys, now I will tell you how to improve your decision-making skills. Because decision-making skills are abilities that can be honed by continued practice. Here are some ways to improve decision-making skills. The first, leave ego and emotion. One of the most difficult things to control when it comes to mastering decision-making skills is defeating ego and emotions. Making decision objectively is not easy, especially if the decision made is quite personal. However, by routinely practicing subduing your ego and emotions, you can be more objective when you think. Remember that work and personal matters must be separated to remain professional. The second, never to procrastinate. The habit of procrastinating must be removed immediately because it can affect your career development. When you have the habit of procrastinating, it usually makes it difficult for you to decide on something. When you have to face a problem, you shouldn't delay finding a solution, whether it's a serious or minor problem. It still needs to be resolved immediately. The third, always curious. Always being curious will make you more critical. You are also not easily satisfied with an answer and will always ask questions. This is necessary for the decision-making process. The reason is that by always being curious, you will try to find the answer by doing in-depth research. This curious and critical nature will make you more skilled when it comes to make a decision. The reason is that you will always think about the advantage and disadvantage of the decision that will be taken. Okay guys, because earlier we discussed what making decisions are, example of making decisions, and how we can improve our decision-making skills, now we will discuss the benefits of making decisions, so you will know how important they are in life. 1. Provide more information about the decision taken. 2. Increasing the participation of workers. 3. Providing more alternative for better choices. 4. Increasing the level of employee acceptance and commitment. 5. Improving the quality of decision taken. 6. Save time and make better use of resources. 7. Professional ethnic development has greatly improved. From the explanation above, it can be concluded that decision-making skills are one of the most important abilities in career development. These skills will always be needed by the company. Therefore, make sure you already have decision-making skills. Okay everyone, that was an explanation about making a decision that you can apply in your daily life. I hope the information I provide can be useful to you. Thanks to those who have listened. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye!